Hello and welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. My name's Chris, and I'm here to talk about Google Ads. I do that every single week. If you're new here, if you haven't listened to the show before, then you should know that this podcast is all about Google Ads, getting better at managing your client accounts, managing your own account if you're a business owner. If you are working at an agency and you want to become a better asset for your employer, this is a great place to be. You'll learn more about Google Ads. I guarantee it. As I said, my name is Chris. I've been working in Google Ads for 20 years. I work out of my home in Texas. And despite almost dying every time I go outside because of the absolute crazy heat right now, I remain here. I remain in Texas like a stubborn Texas person does. And despite the heat, I remain. I want to talk about match types today. Match types are something that I've discussed in previous episodes. I've done several discussions on match types. We're going to dig deeper into match types and how it applies to Google Ads. Specifically, exact match is one of the topics later in the show, topic of the week. I'm going to get into that. And before I do that, I have two other sections that I'm going to get through that are, don't worry, they're all about Google Ads. Metric of the week, which is all about specific aspects of Google Ads that you should know. Then we're going to get into a couple questions. This week it's only two questions. Last week I did a huge episode with tons of questions. If you'd like to be on the next episode of questions from listeners, you can go to paidsearchpodcast.com. And submit your question through email. People seem to like sending in the emails because I can actually respond that way. It's much better to do it that way. So I like it. Send an email at paidsearchpodcast.com. And then we're going to get into the topic of the week. So metric of the week is actually going to get into something a bit more mysterious that I don't talk about very much. It is performance max. We're actually going to talk a little bit about performance max. It's not necessarily a metric, but there's an aspect of performance max and search campaigns that you should know about. And before I get into that, I want to remind you about the greatest Google Ads software out there called Opteo.com/PSP. This little show here that you're listening to, that thousands and thousands of people listen to around the world, I get emails and tweets and stuff from around the world, and I'm single-handedly letting people know that there's an unknown software out there called Opteo that's doing a phenomenal job in the Google Ads space. They're building a tool, and they have continued to grow it over the years, add more and more things, and I'm proud to have them as my one and only sponsor for a very long time. Because I like working with them. I like what they do. I like how they respond to their users. It's a great software. I haven't even told you what it does. It helps you save time in Google Ads so you can manage more, get more done, and save money in Google Ads. Stop wasting your money on clicks that don't work, settings that are absolutely just draining your budget, keywords, all kinds of things. It presents you with these systematically prioritized items in your Google Ads account or in your Opteo account about your Google Ads that you need to pay attention to. Priority number one, did you know that this keyword is spending 30% more than everything else and it has a 50% higher cost per conversion over a 90-day period? Things like that you may not see because you get into your Google Ads account every single day and you don't see it. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, this is the software to try for free at Opteo.com/PSP. I had a gentleman on YouTube that asked, hey, I'm only spending like $250 a month on Google Ads. Should I try Opteo? Is it worth the investment? I'll tell you what, it's free. Free is a great investment to make because you can try it for free for 2 months. And if it's worth it to continue, which I think it will be, you'll end up making it worth the investment for sure, because it will save you money in Google Ads and you can invest that in other ways. All right, so we're back on track here. Metric of the week. Let me tell you a little bit about Performance Max. So this section is always kind of a introduction to Google Ads for those that don't understand a lot about Google Ads. Let me break it down. There are different campaign types in Google Ads. Most people are familiar with search campaigns. Okay, that's where you show up on Google.com. There is a lot of other things. You can run YouTube ads, video campaigns in Google Ads. You can run display campaigns where you show up on mobile apps and websites and YouTube, just basically everywhere except for Google.com. That's a display campaign. There are discovery campaigns, and there's also things like Performance Max campaigns. And there's a lot of other real niche things out there that you can also do. But I would say probably the most common are Performance Max, shopping campaigns, and search campaigns. Those are the ones that people use the most. But let me tell you about why I don't talk about Performance Max very much. The reason I don't talk about it very much is because there's not a lot that you can optimize in Performance Max. For example, I'm a big fan of Google Ads Editor. Google Ads Editor is an offline software that's from Google that you can download and optimize and change and tweak your campaign right there in a nice kind of dashboard offline software that you have on your computer. This is great. And guess what? When you pull up Performance Max, it's just blank. It doesn't even allow you to make changes in Google Ads Editor. That should tell you a lot about editing and changing things about Performance Max. It's not designed for intricate changes, analyzing specific aspects of the account. It's designed to get what you want based on the feedback and the information you've given it, and then you sit back and it does it. That's how it's designed to run. Very simple. I'm not a big fan of using those. I do use them, but I'm not a big fan of it because of the lack of optimization, the lack of control. But as we discussed in last week's episode 376, somebody had asked about a good complement to different types of campaigns. And a good complement to a search campaign can be a Performance Max campaign. And there's something you should know about Performance Max campaigns, and that is if the user's search query is identical to an eligible search keyword of any match type in your account, the search campaign will be prioritized over Performance Max. So, I read that straight from Google documentation. Let me explain what that means. If your keyword is dentist for veneers near me, and you have a search campaign, you have that keyword specifically, of any match type, exact, phrase, broad, and the person's search is identical, the search query is identical to the keyword, the search campaign will be prioritized over Performance Max. Now, this is great because cannibalization is something Google is very, very aware of. And if you have already chosen a keyword to be targeted, they don't want your Performance Max cannibalizing that traffic. In other words, taking it away from your search campaign, which has specific ads and you have specific settings and you can control that. So it prioritizes that no matter the match type. So we're talking about keywords here, the keywords you've chosen. This is important, and you should know that this is why Performance Max can be a good complement to a solid search campaign. Now, it's not something that I typically find people running for one main reason, and that reason is lack of budget. Most people don't have an abundance of budget to throw at a bunch of other things. Most of the time, their search campaigns are limited by budget. So a lot of people are not interested in pulling money from their search campaign and putting it into Performance Max. Whether that's a good idea or not, that's not what I'm discussing. The main reason is most people are strapped for additional budget anyway, trying to optimize their campaigns in the first place, and that's not necessarily something they want to do. Now, let's flip the coin here and talk about the other side of things. And again, reading from Google. If the query isn't identical, if the query is not identical to an eligible search keyword, the campaign or ad with the highest ad rank will be selected. So if your keyword is dentist for veneers near me and the person does a search, best veneers dentist near me, which is close, but it's not identical. Google uses the word identical here. If the query, if the person's search is not identical to the keyword, then whichever campaign or ad has the highest ad rank, it will be given the chance for the impression. So two scenarios here. Scenario number one is a person has a Performance Max and a search campaign, and the Performance Max and search campaign have, you know, whatever budget. Budget doesn't really matter. But the search campaign has 1,000 keywords. There's more opportunity for that search campaign to be keeping those keywords in its campaign, because there's more opportunity for those searches to match exactly to the person's query. So the search campaign that has a bunch of keywords, 300, 400 keywords, would get a lot more than scenario two, where somebody's running a very lean, very focused, maybe there's 30 keywords, and they also have a Performance Max. There'd be much more opportunity for the traffic to go to the Performance Max instead of the search campaign, because you've had a very small amount of traffic, very small amount of keywords that are actually going to match those search queries. And you know that this is important, that Google is saying identical. The fact that they're saying, and they say it twice here, the search query is identical. If it's identical, it will go to the search. If it is not identical, it will go to the Performance Max, or possibly back to the search if it ranks better than the Performance Max. If the ad rank is higher for the search, it then would go back to the search, but then it's anyone's game. Once the keyword has either showed that it's identical or not identical to the person's search, that is where Google makes the decision. Either it goes to Performance Max or it goes to the search campaign. You say, Chris, why did you define that super specific thing for us? I do that because I see more and more people launching Performance Max campaigns. And by the way, side note here, I do not call them PMAX. You may be thinking, is he sane? Is he talking about PMAX? I'm talking about PMAX. I don't like PMAX. PMAX sounds, I don't like to say it out loud. That's not what they call it. It's called Performance Max. I like to use very clear language. So yes, technically it's Performance Max, and a lot of people call it PMAX. I don't call it that. I call it Performance Max. So back on track here. I see more and more people doing Performance Max and running search campaigns. And that's great, but you need to understand the relationship between the cannibalization of these two. Performance Max will cannibalize your search. It does show up on Google.com. And you may see a drop in traffic. And if you want to combat that drop in traffic from your search campaign, you really have two options. Number one, add more keywords, regardless of match type, said that at the top, it could be broad, phrase, or exact, add more keywords and possibly increase bids because ad rank also plays in a factor. Your bids are very, very low in your search campaign and you don't have very many keywords. It will be starved out of traffic. You will see a drop in impressions. You will see a drop in clicks. If you have low bids and low number of keywords and you're running a performance max, that is what will happen. So there you go. Hope that is helpful. We're moving on now from metric of the week to the questions section. And as I said, you can send in your questions, contact the show at paidsearchpodcast.com. You can contact me at chrisschaefer.com, but the show specifically is for questions and comments and feedback. So first question is actually a follow-up from Neil, who is Neil from the Mountain of Wales, Mountain in Wales, excuse me. And he sent in a question that I answered last week. He sent a follow-up. He said, just wanted to say thanks about talking about experiments. It's something I've always avoided, but now I have confidence to give them a go and get a better idea of the way forward for each campaign. Max conversions versus manual CPC. Neil says, I continue to learn from every podcast you put out. Thank you. All the best, Neil. Thank you, Neil. I wanted to say that because I often feel like an evangelist preaching about experiments. If somebody asks, Chris, what is the most underutilized aspect of Google Ads? I would have a difficult time telling you whether it was manual CPC or the experiment feature. So if you're like Neil and you were avoiding experiments, you didn't really understand it, dive into experiments. You should really try and understand this aspect of Google Ads. It is incredibly powerful, and there is really nothing like it in the system. If you have a question about something, if you don't know what to do, you're like, I don't know, should I change it to this, or should I completely change all my ads to this language, or should I change all my keywords to exact match? Nothing better than removing the massive risk that that would put you in by changing something really big in your Google Ads account and running an experiment. That's what it's there for. Okay, so now we're actually going to go to the question from John. He says, hi, Chris. Earlier this year, we started experiencing leads that weren't quite genuine. Because our campaigns were using maximized conversions, I imagine that these false leads would mess with the signals of Google's AI. I noticed that all the false leads came from Search Partner Network, so I turned that off. Good call. You're absolutely right. That's usually where I find a lot of junk leads coming from, Google Search Partners. So thank you for that, John. We also started using CAPTCHA on our lead forms. This solved the lead conversion problem, but may not have solved the fraudulent click problem. I'm interested to know what your thoughts are on click fraud software. Thanks for the show, John. P.S., you've convinced me to try switching a couple of maximized conversion campaigns to manual CPC. It's only been a few days. I'll be interested to see how it goes. John, I know you're listening to this too late, and you've already made the switch, but I really hope you heard my first part where I said about Neil. And those of you that can learn from John's mistake, if you went straight cold from maximized conversions to manual CPC, I hope it wasn't a disaster. Email me back and let me know. We can complete this drama that I've drummed up here. But to be clear, my stance on changing bid types from maximized conversion, target CPA, any automated bid to manual, or manual to automated bid, you should do that using experiments. Use experiment. Don't go cold turkey from automated to manual or manual to automated. Don't do it. you do not know what the system, how the system will react. It's just like if you took the engine out of your car while you're still rolling down the road and you're in a manual shift vehicle, you're still rolling and you're going to try and change it to auto. You're going to experience some interruption. You're going to experience something that you can't anticipate. I know that's a very wide illustration to be able to do that, but it's the best. It is a drastic change and you cannot anticipate how it will affect the performance of your campaign. Okay, so let's get to your question. So this is, I have gotten these questions before about click fraud software. I can tell you that my opinion is based on my experience, and everyone's experience with click fraud will be slightly different, but I can only speak to what I've seen in my client accounts. So I will tell a few stories because that's the best way that I know how to give an opinion on it, is to tell you what I saw and explain the before and after. So let's go with the story first. I had a client, have a client, that suddenly started panicking because conversions changed, things started changing. You know, they started spending a lot of money and not getting as much results. Spend and cost started going up. And it's interesting because most people's reaction is sabotage. As a Google Ads manager, those of you out there that manage Google Ads accounts, how many times do you hear clients suspect something like sabotage? Oh, someone's clicking on my ads. It happens so much. I interact with a lot of people that own businesses, you know, that the last thing they suspect is that something is broken on their website, or that a competitor came in and absolutely knocked them off of first position and, you know, they're just not showing up the same, or their keywords are not performing the same because suddenly, you know, over the weeks and months, they've stopped getting this kind of click and they need to get more of this kind of click. It's funny because they don't assume that. They assume sabotage. Someone is personally targeting me. So we turned on click fraud software. And before I tell you the results of what that was, let me tell you, if you don't know what click fraud software is, you can search that term on Google and there is a plethora of softwares out there. I have no personal affiliation with any of them, which is why I can tell you the truth about this. What it's supposed to do is stop duplicate clicks and clicks that come from the same IP address and that have some kind of shady activity, clicks that happen multiple times within a certain time frame. It's trying to pick up on, you know, VPN clicks and things like that. There's a lot of ways that people can do shady kind of stuff like this. That software is supposed to stop it. Now, Google has a built-in invalid click system. They call it invalid click, and they track and then credit your account. They don't even charge your account for invalid clicks. So now you know what click fraud software is and, you know, kind of Google's stance. They have their own system, and then there's third-party systems you can put on top of that. So here's the result. I saw no discernible change. And that is not just one client. I've done this with multiple clients, and I'm talking clients that spend thousands upon thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars a month. You know, we're talking, you know, like million a year kind of spend. And I've done it with small accounts that spend a few thousand a month. In every situation, I look for certain indicators that should tell me that there is a discernible difference in what it's doing. And I'm not talking about the report that they send. These click fraud software systems will send a report. And it will say, we have saved you this much money. Or we've stopped this many fraudulent clicks or, you know, fake clicks and stuff like that. I'm not talking about those reports. I'm talking about what I can see in Google Ads. Non-biased report showing me a couple things. Here's what I would assume would happen. I would assume that my search impression share would kind of tick up a little bit. Maybe. Might be kind of a stretch, but search impression share might tick up because I'm excluding lots and lots of different IPs, hundreds of IPs. I mean, it depends on how much traffic you get, but it could be hundreds or thousands of IP addresses being excluded. So over time, it should start to whittle down on the amount of people that actually can even see the ad. So search impression share might increase. I'll tell you one thing that should happen. Click-through rate should decrease. Because now we're actually having less people search and click, search and click, search and click on purpose. It should now be a natural thing. And naturally, CTRs, click-through rate, should be a little bit lower because people search, read, decide, and then click. And that means that you may not be decided upon. You may not be clicked upon. So CTR, click-through rate, should go down. Those are not things that I saw. I didn't see a difference in conversion rates. Another reason is I might expect conversion rates to increase, at least legit conversions, because now it's actually legit leads that are coming through, because that's what John had talked about. You know, originally it had come through because they were getting spam leads, and he stopped it by, you know, stopping the search impression, stopping the search partners and with the CAPTCHA. And he's wondering, you know, how can I stop it at the source? How can I go to the source, which is the original click? So therefore, the leads, the quality of leads should pick up, or maybe the overall lead volume might pick up. None of these things happened. I don't see it, and I've done it multiple times, and I just don't see it. I like to see some proof, and I don't see it. So my thought on all of this is it's a cozy blanket that many of my clients like to use. I don't want to say that people don't use it or I don't recommend it, but I just want you to know that I cannot give the green light on it simply because I just don't see it in the account. Now, again, as I said at the beginning, that's my experience. Let me tell you one more story, then we're going to finish up the show with the topical discussion. So one last story is, let me tell you this. I have clients that I'm working with now that I check on and see all the time. They are running an invalid click rate of 80 and 90%. Google's invalid click rate is absolutely astounding. And there literally, it started on one day and has just skyrocketed and has never stopped being in the 80, 90% range. Most people's invalid click rate are at very low numbers, 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%. I've seen accounts that just suddenly start. The invalid click rate is absolutely astounding. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clicks that are deemed invalid and just don't even get put into the report from Google. This is Google's invalid click report. And they experienced absolutely no difference in the performance of their campaign. Still was actually did even a little better with these massive invalid clicks coming through. I don't know what that means. The more I try and understand things like that, the more I start to realize I don't know. I don't know exactly why that's happening. I don't know what the reasoning is for labeling it an invalid click. I just don't know. So I have to just move on. So that story is basically to tell you, you know, what we think we know, what we think we understand. Sometimes even though that is happening, we still don't know. We still don't understand. So here's the meat that I want to talk about Google Ads. I want to talk about when to use ExactMatch. I get this question a lot in my consulting sessions that I do which if you're interested, you can sign up at chrisschaefer.com. Link is in the description for wherever you're listening or watching. And I dive into this in a lot of my sessions, but I'm offering it for free on the podcast here. And if you appreciate that, if you would, wherever you're listening, if you have a way to leave a review, I would greatly appreciate it. Just to say thanks. No money, no obligation beyond just send a little goodwill, you know, follow me on YouTube or like the video, all those kind of just positive review on whatever podcast app you're listening on. So I'm going to talk about Exact Match and when to use it. And if you want to take your Google Ads game a little bit further, I'll remind you one more time, opteo.com/PSP. That's opteo.com/PSP. You can get a 2-month free trial. Go to that URL, fill out the form at the bottom left of the screen. Let them know, hey, I'm here from Paid Search Podcast. I'd like a 2-month subscription, and they will accommodate. So here we go. When to use Exact Match. And this is a very popular topic because people think that Exact Match is the height of Google Ads perfection. So let me say right away that if you think you can beat the game by running a campaign that's all Exact Match, you are headed for failure. You're headed to quality score hell. You're headed to CPC, to the moon. Your CPCs are headed to the moon. In other words, they're going to get very, very high. You're going to have a lot of problems. You should not use Exact Match without reason, without purpose. And I'm going to explain the purpose to use Exact Match. But first of all, you should not use it just because, hey, I think this is a great keyword, and these are the 5 keywords that are going to be super important. I'm going to put all of these in Exact Match, and you just do that cold turkey. Do not build a campaign that way. That's a bad idea. Do not make assumptions in Google Ads without data to back it up. So let's talk about how to use data. So rule number one, when to use Exact Match is, let's say the original keyword, let's go with the dentist veneer thing again. Let's say dentist veneer specialist near me is the search term. Dentist veneer specialist. Actually, let's just call it that. Dentist veneer specialist. The original keyword was dental veneers near me, right? So the keyword was dental veneers near me. The search term was dental veneer special. Oh gosh, veneer specialist for dental. The point is, the search term is of higher quality than the original keyword. If you find that a search term is better defined than the original keyword, and you want to target that specifically, that is a good time to use Exact Match. When there is a step up in the quality. Let me try that explanation again, just so you understand. If the keyword was dental veneers phrase match, and the search term was dentist for veneers near me, that is a great search. Why? Because it defines exactly what that person is thinking. It's a localized search. It's something specific. It's a service focused. It's longer tail, full context kind of keyword. I like that search even more than I like the keyword that it originated from. In that case, I would grab that and say, you know what? I want to push that term. If that's getting some volume, if it's getting impressions and clicks over a decent amount of time, I'm going to grab that as an Exact Match. And if you're using manual, you can bid up. For those of you manual monsters out there, you can bid up on the keyword. and control even more of the search impression share on that, which is great. Now let's flip it around. If the search term is of lower quality than the original keyword, you also would add it as exact match. Let's say your original keyword was dental veneers phrase match, and then the search terms that you're getting is just veneers. Not a great search. Not a great search, because what in the world does veneers mean? It's just a noun. It's a thing. There's no service. There's no intent. There's no context to this word. So you don't just block veneers. You might want to target it. You actually add veneers as an exact match. And bonus, if you're using manual bids, you would then drop the bids maybe 30, 20% on that one individual keyword from the original keyword. So the exact match veneers might be 80 cents and dental veneers phrase match might be a dollar. That is how I recommend you use exact match. When to use them is you grab a search term that is either above or below the value of the original keyword itself. And you ask, why would I do that? Why would I do it below? I understand above. Why below? The reason you do it when it's of less value, when there's higher risk with that keyword, is because now it's more controllable. You can control the intent. Because if you don't do that, your only other option is to let it ride and let it get all the clicks it wants, or block it. But if you target it, you can then pull down the bids if you're using manual. You can slow it. You can purposefully slow it down, which is great. Don't put it in a new ad group. Don't put it in a new ad group. I'm not suggesting that you grab that one word if it's really good and put it in a new ad group. That is not the point. That breaks the whole system of single ad group keywords, right? Ad group focused keywords, the new SCAG system, right? That's the point. And then you go from there. You know, you see what the reaction is. Does this keyword get more traffic? How does it perform? Does it get more conversions? Or, you know, I want to control that keyword. It's higher risk. I want to pull down the bids. I want to target it exactly and lower the bid on that keyword. Now, for those of you, many of you that are not using manual bids, you say, well, okay, Chris, you just gave me an idea for manual bids, but I don't use manual bids. Well, let me say, if you're using automated bids, it's still valuable for you to do that. You can't do the added benefit of lowering or raising that exact match keyword, but you can monitor. Now you can monitor. You can monitor how much volume is going to that keyword, and it won't be hidden within the search terms. You'll now be able to see it. It'll be right on the screen. You'll be able to see how much volume is going to that. So you'll be able to turn it off if you want. Block it if you decide to do that. But I still think it's at least valuable for someone to target, even if they're doing automated bids, because now you can itemize that specific search term that's happening. So that's really, honestly, the only times that I use exact match. Is when I need to define a step above or a step below my original keyword. If I find a difference in the value of the search, I am going to put a pin in it. In other words, I'm going to specifically say, this search, I want to push it up. I want to dial it up. Or this search, I want to pull it down. Let's cool this off. Let's lower the bids. But even if you can't do manual, you can still at least itemize those and check the performance of those terms individually. And to pull this whole thing in a big circle, let me pull you back to the original thing that I had talked about at the very first of this show. Do you remember? Performance Max. The benefit of doing this is that now you're adding keywords. And if you're running a Performance Max campaign, you are stealing traffic back to your search campaign and taking it from that Performance Max. So it is important to grow your number of keywords based on success, based on search intent, based on value, up or down. And that is it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. I do this every single week at no cost to you. If you'd like to reach out to me, I am a Google Ads consultant, manager. I'm happy to help out if I can. You can find me at chrisschafer.com. Link is then in the description. If not, I'll catch you same time next week.